What's the biggest desire of Jesus? The writer of Luke in the book of Acts was a first century doctor and scholar. It was important that he provide a full scientific account to a wealthy, influential person by the name of Theophilus, which means friend of God. We're not quite sure of Theophilus's political status, but we know he must have been someone that was very important to Luke. Thank God for these writings because they provide us with the best first-hand account of the first century church. Thank you, Luke. Hey, have you ever read the book of Acts? Did you notice the first few lines of this account? After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Jesus rose from the dead with convincing proofs for over 40 days. Isn't that incredible? He also taught them about the kingdom of God. It's a shame that we don't have volumes of these teachings. It must have been incredible. And Jesus was always talking about the kingdom. In Matthew 6, he prayed, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." His most important teaching on prayer included these words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Wow. Do you know all about the kingdom of God? Did you know it's Jesus' desire to see it established on earth as it's already been done in heaven? This truth came to me several years ago. I wasn't sure about the ultimate purposes of God for me and my family and church. But Matthew 16:19 opened my eyes. "I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." I was already committed to equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, but now I knew that our ministry should be to bring the kingdom to earth. It's your turn to bring his kingdom to earth. Did you know that? If you'd like to know more about this purpose, hey, please check out my book, The Keys of the Kingdom. I wrote it a few years ago, and it lit our people on fire. They changed the world. Listen, I love you with all my heart. You can live like this because you're a miracle. Just order the book if it can help you. It'll be a resource to you and your church and your friends and your businesses. Never forget that I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.